It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
It's brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill, and Frosty's here with me. Good morning.
Good morning. Today's a lot better morning than yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's really
that was disappointing.
Yeah. That really has to hurt when you want to be out doing stuff and you see a layer of snow on the ground.
Yeah, we're really trying to get our landscaping and gardening and things going on the island, and that didn't help yesterday.
No.
But today's a better chance.
Good. Well, last week we had a conversation about critters, and I was trying to figure out how I could trap a groundhog. And then I made a discovery last Saturday morning that I do not have a groundhog.
What? Yep.
It's a family of chipmunks.
What?
And their burrows are bigger than what I was imagining.
Oh. Yeah, well, yeah, there's quite a few of them together. Probably they are quite large, yeah.
And it was interesting because the night before I discovered another hole on the other side of my shed. So when I saw a chippy, I ran out quickly. He went in the major hole out front, and then I went around the side and he came out the other hole.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
so I thought, well, it's not a groundhog. And then I looked it up, and this is the time they're starting to have their baby. So I'm like, well, I don't want to move the mom. And, so I'm going to leave him alone. And overall, we've always had chipmunks. We're near a huge field. They've really never done any major damage to my garden, but that one groundhog we had last year did.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing you saved yourself from maybe some indecent exposure.
Yes.
Trying to ward off that groundhog.
Yeah, I decided take those other
Glad
measures.
Glad you're here today. I know for other dog folks out there, I did see our resident skunk kind of saunter across the field the other day. So I was... Hopefully Rip doesn't try to befriend him again.
Oh, again. Oh.
Yeah, I know. So they're all kind of out and about, that's for sure.
Okay. Yep. Well, I'm hearing that colors are out and about at Frost Farms. So what's going on?
Yeah, we've got pansies, tulips, daffodils, a lot of great spring color there right now. And things are starting to get moving. So we're happy to see some green, some color.
That's
time, right?
Can't wait to get in and get the pansies because they do well in those flower boxes, even when it's cold, right?
Yeah. It's funny how people use the term pansy when it's one of the toughest annuals out there.
right.
Love that. So if somebody wants to do some shopping or they have some questions, what are your hours?
Yeah, we're still 9 to 4, 7 days a week right now, early spring, but we'll expand those pretty soon.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And there's your Frosty Report this morning, brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill.